You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome to the Site Cabin Podcast, episode 20!
Yeah.
I need a bit more enthusiasm than yes, that. I did actually say that
yes.
to you all earlier on today.
Had a popper.
It didn't actually go off properly. Let's just do another one. Sorry, Sol. Oh, these are like dodgy... Try one, Dan.
Did you get them from...
I got them from the shop on the estate. They're rubbish, aren't they? Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
Not bad.
Episode 20.
Yeah.
Episode 20, Dan.
I know.
We're also live on TikTok.
We are.
It's only me and Danny mic'd up tonight, so if you are listening to us live on TikTok, it's the recording of episode 20. You'll be able to watch it in about a week's time, probably on... Well, all of our platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, blah, 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 blah. When's the last time we recorded?
Six weeks ago.
Lots gone on in 6 weeks. Lots gone on. What have we all been up to? Danny, what have you been up to? 6 weeks?
Nothing. Been doing a bit of work. Doing a lot on the house. Got a building inspector coming round next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
What's he coming round for?
Checking the footings.
Nice.
So, have you dug the
not
footings?
Not dug them. Pre-footings, then he'll come in after. So, he's going to check what we're allowed to do.
The depth.
Yeah, it sounds it's like good bloke. High Peak, innit? They don't give a fuck.
Peak, yeah. They don't really care.
It's the only place in the... only tip in the country that I know where you can take bags of asbestos.
And just... What? Danny, it's obviously... It's hazardous waste, that.
Yeah, no, you've got to bag it up, but you can drop it off legally in the tip.
Yeah, they've got plasterboards.
Everyone else will know that. You have to get like a pass, don't you? You have to get a pass to go to the tip.
Actually, I remember...
Don't give a fuck when they
I remember when my ex-wife moved houses.
She did, yeah.
And, you know, even though she's my ex-wife, we have a good relationship. Yeah. And she had this big double fridge. I didn't know what to do with it. And you said...
We took it up to Buxton in the van.
We took it in a works van.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe you could get rid of a dead body up there.
Yeah.
Like, just put it in some carpet.
In case anyone's,
you know.
Yeah, those lads are great up there at Buxton.
Yeah. Sound.
Okay. So in case anyone's thinking of that. So 6 weeks, just working on the house.
Working on the house. Been doing a bit of work as well, you know, earning a bit of money. But then just been working on the house, pottering around.
Not really much.
No, I can't think of anything that I've done.
Andy?
Did a bit on Mum's bathroom for her. She's got finished off her bathroom.
Yes, Mum. Shout out to Mum. She's just had a hip operation.
She has. Yes, she's doing well.
She's recovering
well. Yeah. Watched Squid Game for the first time.
I know that's weird. How did that pass you
I
by?
I don't know. I was off 1 week and was doing stuff.
He came up to me the other day. He was like, "That Squid Game's brilliant.
You've done a
mile." And it's been out 2 years.
It's great.
Or whatever.
Second
it was.
Series out in January, I think.
Yeah. It's Christmas.
Boxing Day, I think, comes out.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was your favourite game within Squid Game?
It's the glass bridge. And they've got to jump onto panels.
Yes.
And one of them's going to be a dodgy one that goes through. Another one's a toughened.
Yes.
And it's really good.
It's funny you mention this. The kids were playing Roblox last night.
And which, by the way, all kids play at the moment.
All play, yeah.
I'm worried about pedos, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. No, it's a genuine concern. Because all the children seem to be playing this Roblox.
Oh, do you mean they all have chat groups?
They all play Roblox.
Stuff.
It's all, you know.
The scary thing is on Roblox.
That's ruined my holiday.
Little one was playing it last night. And I kept hearing this red light, green light. And then when I watched it, so it was the actual game from Squid Game. And their character was just getting shot by guns. And I was a bit like, oh, she's seven. It's a bit too much for this.
I know what you mean.
So I stopped her from playing it.
And that's on Roblox?
Yeah.
Because there's different games on Roblox that they play, basically.
Oh, there's loads. It is great.
Do we sound dead old now? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Jack, what have you been up to the last 6 weeks?
Not too much. Working. I smashed my car up.
Smashed his car up.
Really, that's it. There's a famous traffic calming area. Because I've driven down here, me and Danny have.
Yeah,
he's in Altrincham, and it's a nightmare.
I wouldn't call it traffic calming.
It's not. It's
it's on the way to Altrincham Tip.
Yeah, it's on the way to Altrincham Tip, and you turn the corner, and you're like,
you go over a bridge, and you have to turn left to go out the other, the other side of the bollard.
Was you going too fast, Jack?
No, if anything, I was going too slow.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah. More damage.
I wasn't aggressive enough.
Yeah, more damage to the car. So Jack's fucked his car up. You've just been chilling. Andy's watched Squid Game.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
What have you been up to? Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I was wondering. I was basically
going to
wonder.
Who's going to ask
I was
me?
Genuinely wondering, is anyone going to ask me what I've been up to?
So what's on the agenda tonight, Dave?
bastards. I went to Greece. Went to a watch. I went to attend a wedding in Greece.
Yeah.
That was quite interesting. Really enjoyed it, actually. Not going to name names, obviously. You know, personal reasons.
Was it Pauline Calf?
Paul and Pauline Calf. Yeah. No, it wasn't actually, but I know Spiros. Where you're going with that. Spiros, yeah. Spiros.
Put a roof on.
That was so good.
Oh, we did?
The garden room. The garden room / office / gaming station /
when you get kicked out of the house by your wife.
Second bedroom.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's going to be a bed settee put in there. But in case any Stockport building inspectors are watching, it's not a domicile. It's built under permitted developments. Yeah. Anybody know anything about permitted development?
No, a little bit. So up to 30 square foot, is it?
30 square metres.
30 square metres.
Yeah, maximum 30 square metres. Can't be more than 50% of your garden.
Yeah.
2.5 metres from your floor, ground Close level point. To eaves, and 4.5 metres to top of ridge, if it's a ridge. So you can build a lot of stuff in your garden without actually having to get any permission whatsoever. Mm. And your neighbours...
Can't say anything.
Can't say fuck all. Mm. Can't do anything. Can't do anything about it, which is pretty cool. So I've done the garden room nearly. You helped me out on that. In fact, we spent a day on that, didn't we?
Yeah. You put the rubber roof on, haven't you, or something?
Put a rubber roof on, yeah.
Is it any good?
EDPM.
Is it good?
It's good. I've never done it before, but I've watched a lot of YouTube videos on it. And I'm a construction person, so
It's very, very good. You did all the block work, which you've done that before.
I've done that many times.
We put the roof on, didn't we, and a few stud walls.
So we've done like a block skin, a stud wall skin, insulated, boarded. Plaster. Electricians are due next week. Plasterers are due the week after. So it should be nearly ready for Christmas. Mm. For when, you know, I do have the odd row and kind of...
getting the outhouse.
Getting the outhouse. Shed. It's basically, I want it to be like a bar / office / I don't know, live podcast studio, maybe for a bit of gaming or something next year. Yeah. A bit more enthusiasm. I need a bit, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a bit more. It's not false enthusiasm.
I'm 49. I can't do enthusiasm
anymore.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, actually. Yeah. I know what you mean. So, agenda-wise, well, it's episode 20.
Yeah.
Obviously, I thought we'd... Well, there's lots to talk about, to be honest. First and foremost, it's the morning after the night before.
He's back.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's back. Do it, Jack. Come on, do it.
Great, great shout out. I want to thank all the podcasts that helped me along the way. The great Joe Rogan went on Joe Rogan. And the Side Cabin podcast.
Yeah.
Side Cabin, great guys, wonderful guys, best guys.
The Gunnable. I genuinely believe that's that's a top impression.
It's not bad, Jack.
Honestly. Bad, I think even our audience, we've got a couple of audience members tonight.
It's
all in the hands and the shoulders.
Do you think he'd employ us to finish his wall off that he started?
Well, he's a lover of bricklayers.
Yeah.
He loves a bricklayer. He loves the builders. Does our truck, Donald. What do you think of him? He's back.
He's back. I ain't got a high opinion of him.
Really?
But I didn't have the Kamala Harris either.
Yeah.
Personally. I don't think they were both either good candidates for the presidency.
It's not the end of the world and he's not going to save the world. But it's the same, you know, both sides, isn't it?
I think it's clearly seen that Americans did favour him more in his
Who would you rather have as a prime minister? Donald Trump or Keir Starmer?
Keir Starmer.
Trump. Fucking hell, Danny, you've had a nightmare there. Keir Starmer over Donald Trump.
Can you imagine Donald Trump in Britain?
Oh, he'd be brilliant.
He'd be just...
Do you not think so?
No.
No?
No. you can imagine we've had Boris questions.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't concede to anything. He would just, any time anyone questioned him and something, he would just immediately attack.
Talk me through that impression, Jack. Talk me through it.
It's the
hands.
And if you're making a point, then the finger comes out.
The finger,
like
yeah. You're making
like
a point.
That's when being very serious.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
It's about something, and once the finger comes out...
Yeah. It's very good. It is good.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments what you think of Jack's Trump. Yeah, Jamie Henry, sorry, in the comments has just said, Trump that bitch. Don't know what he means. Yeah. So he's back. Andy, anything on Trump? The guy got shot. He's 78 years old.
I think that's what done it. That picture of him punching the air.
Yeah, that's what
just after
him.
He's been shot. I mean, that's pretty iconic, isn't it, that?
Yeah, I'll give him that. I mean, the thing is,
he's 79 and he's 78.
78.
Yeah,
78.
Right,
so he's fucked.
No, he's going to be fine.
Do you want to be working when you're 78?
No.
When do you want to retire?
No.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
No.
It's dad's fault.
It is dad's fault.
It's our dad's dad's fault.
our dead dad's fault.
Our dad's dad's fault.
I don't even want to retire.
Dad didn't like Trump.
Because he died too young.
I think dad, did he like Trump?
He just thought he was a Burke. He wasn't like that.
Yeah, but... Basically, we keep talking about this a lot, but we might as well just talk about it on the pod. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But dad's dead.
Yeah.
Dad died in February.
Yeah.
And basically, none of us want to work anymore.
No.
Well, no, I don't know about not wanting to work anymore, but like priorities have totally changed, haven't they?
100%. Yeah. It puts everything into perspective when you think you work all your life. Dad died at 67, you think.
Yeah, about a year and 18 months.
Bollocks.
He got his pension.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
18
what
months.
What a waste of time.
Exactly. The weirdest thing for me is, I don't know if I've said this before on the pod, is that he died at 67. I'm 47. So in my head, I just keep thinking, I've only got 20 years to live.
Yeah,
I've got 20 years left, basically, to make my mark. And I can't get it. I can't get that out of my head. I can't get rid of that.
It's like, it's probably five, because AI is going to kill us all, isn't it?
That's on the agenda for tonight, actually.
Is it AI?
Yeah, AI, yeah. How good's ChatGPT? I got in trouble at work the other day because... I used ChatGPT for something. I'm not going to say what, but I used it for something. And then ChatGPT that I used it for got put through a Grammarly type sort of engine.
A software to check.
And it came out as 70% AI generated. So, and then I got asked about that and I was a bit like, well, yeah, I did use it. But I put my parameters in, if you know what I mean, to use it. So it was still personable
to
me.
I've got a big thing about this in education and people using AI. I don't... Right, what's the difference between now using AI and 10 years ago, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, copying it out of a handbook?
Well, I know what you mean.
Out of the library.
No, you're right.
So when somebody does a law... My friend did a law degree. His whole... thing that
did he cheat
was written
yeah,
from books out of Manchester Library.
Yeah, but yeah. Did he quote them?
Yeah.
Or did he actually?
Yeah, and no.
So
yeah.
That's the...
No, but what's the fucking difference?
No, because you've got to show understanding. If it's Harvard referencing.
Yeah.
So if you provide the area with this quote.
Source.
Yeah. The source quote. Yeah. That's okay. That's all right.
Right, so quote
But
AI.
If you make it out that it's your words.
Yeah.
Then that's not all right. But yeah.
Well. Yeah.
So you're right though, quote AI.
Yeah. Well, I used AI for a referencing sheet.
Yeah.
You can do about it. I use Google. I use a fucking handbook that people fucking use for 30 years.
But you know, for things like, I think it's going to change everything because you could put into it, give me a podcast script for tonight's episode based on da 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 or whatever, and it just fucking do it for you.
Mm.
But you've still got to add your kind of humanistic.
Yeah, but we're going to develop the AI into using it for every other industry to make a car. To paint a house, to do something else.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to go.
What's the problem?
I'm a bit doubtful.
I question a lot of it. Yeah, it's just an algorithm.
If you could have a robot servant at home right now,
yeah,
right, that did everything.
The one from Rocky IV.
No, not the one from Rocky IV. Yeah. I know where you're going. Yeah. I'm talking about the one from Will Smith's film.
I, Robot.
Right, you got him at them. Home, right? Or her, whatever. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Depends what day it is.
I'm not saying anything. Yeah. I'm saying, if you've got that robot at home now, would you have that robot? Say it costs you 10 grand. Tesla, no. AI. You wouldn't have one.
Is he going to take over?
Oh, come on.
They're not things. It's like those robot Hoovers. You know those, what do they call them? Rumbas.
Yeah, yeah. And there's when robot...
When they first came out, everyone was like, oh, this is going to replace the Hoover. Yeah. And it didn't, because they don't work, because it goes into a corner, then it bounces back against the other corner.
It gets stuck.
It's not... They say it's AI, so it increases stock prices.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, but if there was an AI robot, was, like the robot in the film...
It would have to be so good that it was better than a human. That's the, for it to actually replace what we already have, that's how good it would have to be.
Well, it would be, because it'd never get tired. It never, you just have to fucking.
But it could never make a mistake.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It could never.
I know exactly what you're thinking. Yeah. I know exactly what you're thinking. And it is disgusting. It is disgusting.
That was thinking.
That is disgusting.
Can it do?
You're married.
There's a film about
that. Is it
that,
cheating, though?
There is a film about
that. Because it's a robot, not a
I've not watched person. It, but he's. You know, he has relations with this robot. And then he's...
What? This is out of the moment?
Is it Ex Machina or something like that?
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that film. He doesn't...
But if you're going to make one, does everything.
Yeah, fair enough. But man or woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's that film with Steven Spielberg? Little boy.
AI.
And then
AI.
He befriends
Jude Law.
Jude Law. And Jude Law is a...
He's a sex bot.
He's a sex bot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do we have to...
I've got on to this!
Right, yeah, but what if we make AI... why does it have to be human AI? Why can't it be something based on like a tree or something like that?
Who wants a fucking boring tree? A tree robot?
That's the way it's going to understand the world, is through the human perception.
When it
could understand it through different perceptions.
Well, you have to
automatically think it's got to be human.
In order for it to do anything, you know, like the image generators.
Yeah.
People use them. But in order for it to get anything accurately, you have to feed it. Like, if you want it to draw a cat, you have to feed it a billion pictures of cats.
Well, you don't have to, because you do and you don't, because it's already got access to the internet, if you know what I mean.
But that's what
you say. I want a picture of Hitler stroking a cat on Christmas Day.
Yes. Oh, there's loads of them.
Right? Yeah. And it'll just appear.
But he'll have seven fingers on his hands.
Oh, right, yeah. Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Like that, it struggles getting human hands right. It messes with it.
There were tested moles for cancerous moles in pictures, but it also selected the ruler, because most moles have pictures of a measuring, you know, something to measure the mole next to it. So it got confused.
It picked up a lot of the pictures, had to have a ruler.
So we're way off.
How
far away are we from a robot joiner?
100 years.
I don't know about that.
I think it's the same thing as...
I'm basically a robot joiner.
It's the same thing as self-driving cars.
A robot, it's a big leap. No, they're close.
No, we don't.
We've got self-driving cars.
I thought Elon, Trump's mate, did Elon. He launched them a few weeks ago.
Shout out to Elon. I know he's a fan.
There's more neural connections in our brain than there is stars in the universe.
Can a self-driving, it's really ridiculous, you know those times when you're driving, you're on the motorway,
something
happens in front of you and you have to turn left and turn right and then those...
Shit, like that, and you're
millisecond, those things that happen once every 5 years when you're driving.
Yeah.
Once in every 1,000 drives.
Yeah, yeah.
Cruise control, it can drive forward in a straight line.
Tesla can take over.
We had AI in Grand Theft Auto 20 years ago.
It can turn left and right. And
it
what do we do with it?
Stop at a red light.
Mess with prostitutes. We set fire to people.
But even the cars that you're not controlling, they can stop at a red light, turn left, turn right, indicate.
Jack's not a fan, is he?
I agree with him.
It's overblown. We might be, with AI or self-driving cars, we could be 90% of the way there and 95% of the way. But the closer you get, the more complicated it gets to get to 100%. And 100% is...
Human.
It has to be not just human, but actually better than how a human would do it.
The young perspective brings that.
Only then would it replace... Would it actually replace... Like even in car factories...
they have machines that can put the doors on and stuff.
Yeah.
But they still have humans at every station.
Yeah.
Because the robots mess up sometimes.
Yeah, it's just a more advanced form of automation.
And paint the windows or something.
Yeah. AI.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
AI, for me, is like, I'm using it in my job now on a daily basis. Mm. So it is having an impact right now.
But then they used another AI to check for the AI.
Yes, they did.
Because that's what the other thing
that
is.
That is a great point, actually.
So using AI to write the email and using AI.
AI is the wrong term.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah. I think AI, like Matt Jackson, AI is the wrong term. It's just a marketing term.
It's an algorithm.
It's an algorithm.
Yeah. AI in construction, then.
Artificial intelligence.
What we're saying?
So how far away are we from a sex bot?
A sex bot?
Yeah.
Danny's only concerned about a sex bot.
Because if you think about...
Is it cheating?
No, but like where...
Is it cheating? Answer that question.
A sex bot joiner?
Yeah.
So it's cheating.
No, it is.
So
if it's a complete replica of a human person, then actually technically...
So if your wife used something,
yeah,
is that cheating?
That's more of an aid. It's a weird dollar balance. No, because...
It's a great point. No, it's not. You're right.
No, it's a really tricky point, yeah.
So
it's a great point.
Do you know what I mean? Because for us guys, you know, maybe one day it could be a good option for us. I don't know. Well, how the fuck have we got onto this?
Yeah, but if you think about if it's genuine intelligent or genuinely conscious, then should we give it freedom?
Yeah. How?
No, don't give it.
Because it would be slavery. If it's something that's genuinely conscious and we could control, we should give it freedom.
Why should we?
Because it's got a right to think. I don't know. It's like to
if
life.
If it's advanced enough to be,
to understand.
I don't really think that could happen. But if
is it real understanding or like a false understanding?
Yeah, but that's, there you go. That is it genuinely alive?
Is it genuinely alive?
Yeah.
Has it been programmed to
could
think
it
that way?
Paint a beautiful master of art?
Could you? Could you? Yes,
you know, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of question, isn't it, basically? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting subject. I mean, we've seen an AI robot at UK Construction Week when we went down to the NEC. And it was just this big fucking daft arm. Basically,
yeah,
not laying bricks. It was like pouring this mortar.
AI, though, don't
and it was like, and everyone's like going, "Oh, it's amazing!
It's robotics.
It's brilliant,
it?
Everything." And it's like, well, it wasn't actually. It looks shit. The actual finished product, it looked like a load of plasticine.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? But I don't know if you can create like rows and rows of foundations and then put a robot on it, and that robot prints. That it's basically a 3D printer.
It is. It's a 3D. It's the next step, but it still needs somebody to design and run it. It can't. And if it's like Jack said, if there's a slight mistake or something goes wrong, it can't self-correct.
Yeah.
Or can it?
Yeah. It makes one mistake, it hurts. It grabs someone's arm instead of
flicks
them.
Brilliant.
Crushes somebody's arm.
Yeah.
Bang, gone forever.
I think you have one. Everyone should have a switch and just go bang, kill it.
Kill switch.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
If it's getting a bit out of order.
What if it learns about its kill switch and it...
And it's the cost as well. Yeah. Cost of the machine.
For the record, if there was an AI robot now of equivalent to like a human, I would 100% have one. 100%. Can you imagine like the mornings?
What would
example?
You do to it?
No.
What would you do in the mornings?
No, forget all that. Forget all that for a minute. Just forget all that sort of seediness and darkness and evilness.
You mean like make a coffee or something?
Yeah, just the simple things like in the mornings and stuff. Yeah. Can you imagine?
What, does it put the coffee in first, or does it put the sugar or the milk in
well,
first?
Well, you know, you'd say to it, you'd shout
it
at
definitely,
it.
It definitely puts the fucking...
What about the teaspoons?
Coffee.
Teaspoon, teaspoon and a half.
I'd shout...
What is it considered to be a teaspoon and
a half? I don't know about these things, but I know I would shout at my robot. I know I would.
So you
it's not got any feelings.
You want Downton Abbey with robots?
Kind of, yeah. I suppose I do, actually, yeah. I want Downton
robots.
It's a dark path to go down in it because you don't know. Is like you've mentioned it. Then is it become like a slave? Does it become like?
Yeah, but it's a robot.
I don't think it is because I don't think it's going to happen.
It can't be a slave because it's a robot.
But it's not going to happen.
If it's a slave, it's a robot. So,
well, the robot means slave.
Is it a machine?
It's robota.
What about
it means
Siri?
Slave, doesn't it? No, I think it's from the Slavic for robota, which means slave.
There's a comment just come in from TikTok. Says, does the guy on the right still do apprenticeships, endpoint assessments, as I recognise him? Yes, I think he does.
What's your name?
Cam Harper. Yeah, Cam, he does. If he's still with us.
I do.
Yes, he does. Get with the programme, Cam.
Yeah. Hi, Cam.
Shout out to Cam. So that's robots. So kind of
the future of building.
So basically what we've established here is we'd all have it as like a housekeeper. Danny'd have it as a sex slave, basically.
I'd have it as a friend like Bender from Futurama.
No, I don't know. See what Trump does and Elon.
I hope you're in
when they come together.
It's even, a stitch up for money. It's just even, all a stitch even, up even for more
he,
money.
He knows.
He does. He's a stitch up.
He's been in it that far. He knows how far it can
make
go.
Sure he wants to keep China out of the electric car business. That's what he's doing.
Interesting. Mm. Very interesting. Okay, let's
solve that. Boom, done.
Yes.
Let's move on. Andy, did you have a segment? Or something you want to mention?
I know we're always going back to the housing crisis, but I thought we'd go down a different part of that, and it's social housing and why we are with social housing now and how it started.
It's a mess.
It is. But social housing kind of gradually came out of the Home for Heroes after the First World War.
Because First World War.
After the First World War.
Yeah, so.
But part of it was from that the level of recruits that they got, they weren't healthy and they were malnourished and they thought that they needed better homes.
So basically,
that was part of the reason.
So were them houses already built or?
There was a social housing, like various schemes, like through Christian schemes and philanthropists who were building houses.
From sex robots to social housing.
This
is the beauty of this podcast.
It is, from like the 1850s.
Yeah.
But it gradually came into law and the provision started properly after the Second World War. Mm-hmm.
So basically, we went to war.
Yes.
We went to war. Everyone came back and kind of was like, fuck this. I'm not working.
Post-war contract.
I'm not being a servant anymore. I'm working in a big house.
That gradually changed from the First to the Second World War. But by the end of the Second World War, we
should have a segment like Andy's segment.
Yeah.
You know, like a voiceover.
So, you know, like Clement Attlee with the welfare state. That helped, you know, so we need
same,
more
America
to help
the same
out.
Thing with the GI Bill.
They did.
And things like that. Yeah.
What was that?
It's a good way. Well, it was basically university. A contract for returning veterans.
They could go to university.
They could go on back and study.
Brilliant.
Houses that were built for them.
And it worked.
Why have we got fucking half of London's homeless ex-veterans then?
Right, well, this is when you get into it. From 1945 to 1979, local councils, this is council houses, they built 4.4 million homes, bringing up the national stock.
Say them years again, Andy.
From 45 to, say, 1980, we built, as a country, the council's built, 4.4 million homes.
Hell.
What was the population then?
The population in the 80s was about 56 million.
Yeah.
So from about 1980 to in the mid-90s.
So we built a fifth. A 20th.
Well, it's not one person for one home, is it?
No, but if you look at, we don't fucking do that now.
Not as much, no.
750,000 homes a year at the moment.
And hasn't the population gone up in the last 30 years?
I have got that
10 million in 14 years.
I have got that point to be part of it.
Carry on.
Yeah, so some 45 to 79 houses, we built 4.4 million council houses or social housing and added to a stock of 6.5 million homes by then. Yeah. So in the 80s, we had 6.5 million at social housing. It's gone back to 3.8 million.
Fucking hell, because we've sold them.
We've sold them, we've got the right to buy. Now, as Dad actually always said this, the right to buy was a great idea. Get people on the housing market, but they didn't replace them or didn't replace them quickly enough or enough.
Mm. So where's everyone living now then?
Right, now this is another one. In 1919, 90% of people, they rented their house from a private landlord.
Ah, okay, right.
By the 1980s, it was 10%.
Wow. What was 10%?
It was 90% of people rented.
From a private landlord.
Right. And by the 80s, it was only 10% that rented from a private landlord.
And do you reckon that's gone back up now?
That's gone to about 19%. It's creeping back up.
It's doubled in the last few decades.
So if, and also it helps with, when you increase the social housing, it keeps housing prices lower because people can rent, and it's reasonable rents. The rents were only something like,
They were practically fixed.
They were about 20% of the wages.
Yeah, which is a social housing that has been or was a huge success in the UK.
It was.
For decades.
No, it was. And council housing, it wasn't something to be ashamed of to have a council house.
No, it shouldn't be anyway. But,
It also, it's the greatest transfer of wealth. But people got into buying houses because it kept the housing, the private housing market lower because of the amount of social housing.
Yeah.
Because people had the chance to go and rent somewhere cheaper. Mm-hmm. So houses were cheaper to buy. Yeah. Per average. So
and now,
more people.
And I mean, now we're in a right old state.
Yes, because
we're in a mess.
We'd actually, there's a guy called Tom Nicholas who's got a great YouTube documentary on it. And it's how he said how we solved the housing crisis.
Shout out to Tom.
By the 80s, our housing problem was solved from, say, 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you mention that because just the other day I was looking at the rise of house prices over time. And it was at the end of the 80s when that huge...
We've actually done something on that about a few episodes back.
And, yeah, we did.
About episode 12.
Because I was looking
something.
At it when I was... Because the problem is...
Yeah, 13.
House prices have gone up seven times, yeah, which they were. But
it's mad.
Salaries have only gone up.
No, a couple of times. No, it's now you used to need three times your wage for
a
mortgage.
It's like six or seven times.
It's eight.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
now
eight times. Eight times? Your salary?
I think it's the median wage is eight times.
That's but the mortgage companies fucking Tories.
Three and a half.
No, and in the 80s.
Which is right.
In the 80s, the mortgages got out of control. It was opened up.
It was Thatcher.
But the biggest problem is, I actually agree. You know, like, interest rates going up.
Thatcher being bombed at Brighton.
Do you know, like, when we talk about prices of houses and interest rates, what they are now, I think it's all right.
We should have interest rates. It should be an interest.
It's all to do with everyone's fucking wages. I'm fucking miles behind. Forget house prices. Forget interest rates. Everyone's wages are fucking too low.
Salaries of
ridiculous.
Ever since the financial crisis, they've basically it's all
Dad earned £600 a week in the 90s.
He did.
As a bricklayer.
I know. He had fucking four kids at private school.
£600 a week in the 90s.
How many bricklayers could afford to pay?
Yeah, but he
didn't
last.
He tried.
He did.
Still a thing.
Yeah.
Four fucking kids at private school paying fucking private school fees.
Yeah.
A bricklayer can't afford to do that now.
No, or you can't even dream of sending his son to a
How much is a bricklayer on now a week?
About the same, about 700. No,
let's
maybe
say
1,000.
On a price.
Maybe a grand.
I say a grand a week.
Right, but they're working the bollocks off.
But they're really working the bollocks off.
They're on £1,000 a week, and everyone goes, yeah, they're on a fucking £1,000 a week. Bricklayers on £1,000 a week.
No holiday pay.
But what happens with that £1,000? Your body gets fucking raped.
Yes.
What happens.
Yeah.
So you're earning £1,000, but you're giving your fucking body.
Yeah, you've got to finish 10 years earlier.
And your holiday pay, your sick pay, your tax.
Exactly.
You're working costs, your lost working rain, and other stuff. But also, so say if he's so let's just say he works every day of the fucking week, works 52 weeks a year, £52,000 a year,
50,
which he's not, by
50.
The way.
Let's say 50.
It's 50 grand a year, right?
Or her.
And he's working the bollocks off. That person is working the bollocks off. The mortgage company come along and say, I'll give you 3.5 times your fucking salary. Right, so you can buy a house that's 175 grand. What the fuck are you buying for 175 grand?
Barely anything.
Right.
Well, barely
you'd
fuck off.
Struggle
so so what I mean is, £600 a week 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Fair.
Was 28 and a half grand a year.
Probably £2,000 right? a week now, that. Something.
You could buy a 4-bedroomed house.
Yeah.
With two cars on the drive.
Yeah. What was you going to say? Sorry, we interrupted you.
So it's since the where wage growth just flatlined in this 90s. Country was after the financial recession.
2008?
2008. That was when...
Bastard bankers again.
Ever since then, it's flatlined, basically.
Yeah.
Because
the
population's increased massively as well. So the amount of people working has grown.
Yeah.
But... It hasn't kept up with everything else. Hasn't kept up with it. The amount of houses being.
I went out for a drink the other day. I'll come back to this. I went out for a drink the other day with some friends and family. I got introduced to a guy who was in finance, and he was like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I was like, "What do you do?" You know, that awkward meet when you first, what do you do? I can't be bothered going into my job because it's a bit convoluted with construction and education and stuff. So I said, oh, like a bricklayer, an assessor, tutor. That's basically what I say. Can't be asked. And he's like, oh, right, yeah, yeah. And then he started going about cowboy builders to me.
Yeah.
Straight away.
About them fucking
about cowboy bankers.
I said to him, what do you do? And he's like, he's in finance. So he's going on about cowboy builders. So I said, I'll tell you something. Not one cowboy builder has ever brought the fucking economy down.
Yeah,
because you lying bastards, You know what I mean? All green, milking ripping. And squeezing yeah. every essence of...
A lot of people should have gone to prison in 2000.
Yeah, they should have done. A lot and of nobody should. Did.
No, because they
didn't
want to crash the system. They worried about crashing the system.
Yeah. Mm. So, and I'll tell you another thing that pisses me right off. You know that BBC Watchdog programme? Shout out to the BBC, by the way. You didn't take up the podcast for BBC Sounds, but...
I wouldn't want to be on there anyway.
Your loss. You know, 30, million, yeah. 30 yeah. million views later, your loss. Yeah. But anyway...
I'm not paying me to, realise.
but the guy on BBC Watchdog, he's a bit... He's always going after cowboy builders. Mm. Well, can you start going after cowboy dentists?
Oh, yeah.
Can you start going after cowboy accountants?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you start going after cowboy fucking...
Cowboys.
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 Cowboys. But do you know what I mean? Politicians, exactly. Politicians. From the cheap seats there. We've just been heckled by the beautiful Dan. No, but he's right, though. Cowboy politicians.
It's how easy it is to catch someone out, though.
Yeah.
If you can't... What always happens with the cowboy builders and everything? How do they catch them? They set a camera up in some old lady's home.
Yeah.
Some guy comes around and he says it's going to be $5,000 for a thing.
Oh.
You can't do that with a bank. You can't set up a private camera in their office. You can't.
No, you're right.
But what I'm saying is it's the easiest. Yeah. It's the lowest hanging fruit to go after.
Yeah. And by the way, there's some absolute scumbag cowboy builders.
Yeah,
that are vile. That are vile people.
I've known there's a quite
yeah, there's
two
some
of them.
Scumbag yeah. cowboy builders that are just the scum
no
of the
morals
earth.
At all.
But the point I'm making is there are cowboys in
everyone.
All these
in finance,
there is.
Especially in finance.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking full of them. If you watch that film, The Big Short, best scene in that
margin
is
call.
When he's basically, or Margin Call.
No, he's talking to that guy in Vegas,
isn't he? No, when I can't remember, is it Steve Carell?
Yeah. Yes.
When he's talking to the stripper and he asks her, how many loans have you got? And she says, I've got five houses.
Five houses, yeah.
Right. And he basically goes back to these people who sold them all these mortgages and he's like, do you know what you've done to these people?
So yeah. They get to sell that,
and they fucking got hundreds and hundreds of people doing that all around the world.
But that just
selling
wasn't,
loans
that wasn't,
and mortgages.
Yeah.
That wasn't one person. That was a collective agreement by the banking industry.
I know.
Oh, by the industry, yeah.
To say that these we can give you loans based on the fact of the value of these properties and everything, but knowing full well that they couldn't ever be paid back, or if the interest rates went up by a slight amount. They'd all be absolutely fucked.
Well, that's why 0% interest rates are a terrible idea, because everything goes crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
Because eventually interest rates have to go back to normal.
That's why I do think at the moment, I know people say about the mortgage going up, and I do appreciate it, mine's gone up. But
no, you need an interest rate.
It's about
you need to
right.
Stop
it's
things
wages
going mad.
Though that are way wrong.
Wages need to catch up.
Wages are wrong.
We have thousands of years.
And I don't
here,
just mean construction. I mean everybody: nurses, doctors, police officers.
Oh, hang on. They just had a pay rise, aren't they? The nurses didn't they just get a pay rise?
Well, I love
the Tories came in and gave the fucking train drivers. They all got a pay rise. Sorry, Labour, not the Tories. Labour. They gave them They paid out £9 billion worth of pay rises. I think didn't they? So.
Just to get back to the social
and construction
housing.
Had a 10% reduction in prices.
No, they have.
Red Row Homes, talking specifically to you.
So what were you saying, Andy? Sorry.
Yeah, because more people could have... Because social housing actually kept house prices stable and lower, so more people could buy a house. And that period from 45 to 79 was the greatest change of wealth in the history of this country. That's when working people could get some wealth.
Yeah.
Because they could buy a house. It's the greatest exchange of wealth.
An important note about that period as well, after the Second World War, is the huge rise in birth rates.
Yeah.
The baby boom generation. So there was a huge generation that were much bigger than everyone else around them. They were like twice the size of their parents' generation.
Yeah.
And they were bigger than their children's generation as well, and grandchildren. So that, as a collective, which is granddad's, your dad's generation... They had a huge amount of buying power because they outnumbered every other group. So all throughout their lives, they've always been marketed to. Everything they were able to drive money towards them as a generation.
I see what you mean.
And you see that in politics in America, actually.
Yeah,
I do see what you mean, actually.
Yeah,
that specific kind of group of people,
that demographic,
are always targeted.
Which is why we have the problem now is that they're all reaching retirement age, and there aren't really as many young. Say in the 70s, for every person over 65, you had three people under 30. Just say, I'm not saying that's exactly what it was, but it would have been roughly that. Now it's almost inverted. For every three people over the age of 65 or 2.5.
Yeah.
There's only one person working, paying the state pension.
People living longer.
People living longer, but also they're...
Apart from our dad.
I was going to say, not fucking dad, isn't he?
Well, 1 year's pension.
Yeah, yeah, well, the pension's it's not paid through the government saving you money. It's paid through the people working now.
This is another thing. So the theory story goes that the country is 2 weeks in front.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that actually is, but I'm sure there's a modicum of truth within it.
As in...
So if everything stopped today...
Yeah.
Everything stopped, and I mean everything, we'd have enough for 2 weeks worth of social security payments and dole payments, and then it'd gone.
Right.
So the money keeps coming in, but the money keeps going out, keeps coming in, keeps going out, unless you get COVID and they just go, fuck it, everyone can have a grand a month. And
so if GoldenEye happened, and they shut down the Bank of England, that's how it works.
Actually, I've got a theory about that. Right, you've got your national debt... And you've got...
Who do we owe that to, though?
A lot of it we owe kind of to ourselves in bonds that we...
Yeah.
It's really complicated.
I don't know what that means. I'm not trying to dig you out.
But the country's real wealth is the infrastructure that's already been built plus the people.
Yeah. And maybe some sort of solid, like, reserves of gold.
It's all fiat currency now, isn't it? It's all just the promise to pay type of thing.
Right. So it's all bullshit, basically.
Yeah. No, it's all belief. But I think... Really, even if you've got loads of debt and you spend more money, but if you spend it on infrastructure, that's not going away.
Yeah. No, because it'll be there.
Increased wealth.
It'll always be there, yeah.
You're actually increasing the physical wealth of a country.
It's why as well, America definitely does this and we probably do as well, it's why the value of the pound is constantly going down, just as the value of the US dollar is constantly going down.
Yeah.
Because if it's worth less, say,
it's deep,
like
this.
Inflation, like £1 10 years ago, the buying power of a pound 10 years ago is £1.30 now.
We've said it many times on this podcast.
So, but that makes the national debt less.
How much was a Freddo when you were a kid?
Yeah,
inflation is the best way of getting out of debt. If you have more inflation, you spiral out of debt. I mean, it's a bit more complicated.
What was a Freddo when we were kids? 10p.
Well, for 10p mix, you could get loads. You get
what's a Freddo now today?
Quid? I don't know.
I've seen them at 10p.
65p.
I've seen Freddos.
I think they'd be out of date, Freddos.
No, they stopped taking the price off Freddos, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
when they did that,
they've caught
it's
on
when they
to
stopped
it
putting the 10p's off.
Yeah. Cabris have gone wise, haven't they?
You know, we need to create a Freddo index of prices.
I want to mention we went to present some. We presented at the Construction Apprenticeship Awards 2024 in Manchester.
Yeah,
we were asked to go and present, and we. Presented some awards. That was quite good. Seeing the apprentices.
We met some brilliant apprentices actually that night.
We did, didn't we?
To all the
should we give them a shout out?
All of them.
Shout out to the apprentices that we met.
Yeah.
Comment from TikTok. The guy in green passed me on my level 2 joinery a couple of years ago. Can't remember your name. Sorry.
What's your name? I'm Dan.
He's Rudiger. He's Rudiger.
I love the way Danny sort of talks to it like it's... Person. Only fans or something, yeah. you know what I mean? You know,
only dance.
Dropped a laptop.
Only dance. That was Jay.
Only dance. Yeah, only dance. Yeah. Only dance. Yeah. That's something that we actually probably will start up one day, basically.
Only dance.
But we have got a couple of people in the audience today. I don't know if you want to quickly shout hello.
Hello.
Hello. There's one. Hello. There's the other. I think we're going to get one of them on towards the end of the pod.
It's a big surprise.
We're going to get one of them on. It's a bit of a surprise.
It's quite very famous. Very famous.
Feel a bit emotional.
You feel a bit emotional, don't you, Dan?
When I came up the stairs before and I saw both of them. I was happy to see them both.
Yeah.
Particularly one.
Yeah.
But not.
Yeah. It was a nice.
Not the one that shares my name.
Yeah. It was a nice surprise.
It was a lovely surprise, to be honest.
One of our audience members he's got quite famous recently because he was on Sky. He was on Sky, wasn't he?
Giving it the big one. Talking to Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Giving it all this shit
about. I think he's the new man.
I think he probably would do a better job. For those that didn't hear that, our guest said he got told to. Actually, I've just remembered something. I'm going to open this live on.
What is this? Yeah.
This is a new addition to the table, bought by me. So you know the rule that when you go on holiday, you have to bring something back to the table. No. You never follow that. No.
don't know.
Neither do you. And neither do you, actually.
No, wait, did I bought the thing from Rio, didn't I?
What did you buy?
Oh, wait, no. I bought
no,
it.
That was Sam.
One of our main watches.
I gave that to Nana and Grandad. That's what it was.
So I went to Greece on holiday. I went to Kos on holiday and I thought, what did you get? It's not construction. You probably all
Is it the Colossus of Rhodes or something?
Don't care. I don't care. But I think
it's heroin.
I just saw it and thought, I've got to buy it.
I like that.
I've got to buy it.
It's a Spartan helmet.
It's a Spartan helmet.
That's nice.
Had to buy it for
the table. That's really good. I like
that. Had to buy it. That cost me €15.
It's all right, that.
But, you know, it's a tradition.
Could have Achilles could have
worn
that.
Now, if you're going to design a safety helmet.
You should have a safety helmet like that.
Do it properly.
Right. Give me that, Dan.
Yeah.
So, if a hard hat, if a hard hat looked like that,
wear it every day,
all the time.
But you could get away with it on site. Yeah. Would you wear that hard hat or that?
I'd wear it to bed. I'd wear it to bed with my wife and everything.
You'd wear it like with the full. We're now getting heckled for the he's had. He's had a drink.
If they made those and everyone said, "Listen, got a new hat, you have to wear this on site," I'd be like,
"Wear that,
no problem."
Yeah,
everyone would wear them.
So shout out to hard hat manufacturers. If you want to start making hard hats that are really popular for people to wear, why don't you start making them like that?
Yeah,
everyone would.
Or do a whole range of different historical helmets.
Yeah. A German World War II
one. One. Yeah.
Would you wear that one?
The round head ones, you know, from the English Civil War, all that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. No. So
they do a cowboy one. I have seen.
Yeah,
they do a cowboy harder.
Yeah. It says ancient Greek helmet. So
nice.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
There's your ancient Greek helmet. I just thought I'd present that to the table tonight. Really nice.
It's a great. Got Dave.
Do you like it?
Done well.
Yeah, it's good.
You're feeling it.
Done well. Yeah.
So that is the new rule for next year's. Don't drop it.
It needs to be at the front.
Needs to be at the front. For net, put him in front. No, get him the camera
right at the front.
Pick him up. Put him in the middle, Dan. For next year's pod, because it's episode 20. So after today, it's the Death to Bonfire Night, 6th of November. So we're not finishing yet. We've still got about another 20 minutes. But we will be. We're going to be changing the pod, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So it's still the Site Cabin podcast, but it's going to be, I don't know, anything we want it to be, basically, not just construction. We're going to, I think it actually already has changed.
No,
am I wrong?
I don't think it has changed. I think it's always, the whole, one of the people hopefully who's coming on tonight, one of the reasons we all started this up, because we said, what is a Site Cabin? So a site cabin is where people sit around a table
talking
having the dinner, talking shit about any subject.
Yeah.
So it's not changing that it's all about construction. We are from construction, but the emphasis was the table and sitting around and doing a podcast was.
Yeah,
you're right.
You can talk about anything in the cabin. That was the that was the whole reason we started it.
Actually, I've met some really clever people from. I'm being very genuine now. You know,
I think I've met people from every single walk of life
in
the site cabin.
Yeah.
And the amount of different political opinions, religious opinions, everything you can come through. You meet some people who are very intelligent, very people who are not very intelligent.
Yeah, total
people
thickos.
Who have belly laughs.
Total thickos.
Yeah, but also people who have belly laughs.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen some of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I can't even, you couldn't write it, some of the things you've seen. And some of the stories, and also, you know, we've talked about this before as well. There's lots of men out there. We've talked about in difficult times as well.
So out of the this is the 20th, but out of the 9 episodes this season, and this is the 10th one, our most watched episode, our most successful episode, was the episode on basically mental health, episode 17.
Yeah.
It was our most watched episode this season. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of the actual episode views and listens, whatever you want to call them, and also clips, it got just that episode got about 2 million views from different sort of
scenarios. Well, I hope it's helped somebody.
Scenarios of it.
Not. I hope it's
helped
somebody.
You was crying on it. I was crying on it.
Yeah.
Sort of discussing all sorts of
different
stuff. So, we've talked about a lot of stuff this season, this year. We talked about a lot. Anything that sticks out with anybody?
Ancient construction one. I enjoyed that. Andy loved that.
14 Marvels, construction marvels of the past.
Yeah, it's all the stuff
on
the table.
We did one on
The big one that sticks out for me was just after Dad's funeral.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That one for me, personally. But yeah. In terms of what I've seen, I don't really watch them back, to be quite honest with you, because I can't be arsed.
Yeah, you never watch them, do you, Dan?
I can't watch myself.
Oh, yeah. Whereas I have it on a loop.
Yeah.
But, oh, is that me again?
Yeah.
He's not joking though.
Speaking
all around the house. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Is that the podcast? Oh, is that? Oh, I don't know how that's gone.
Oh, no.
What's happened there?
Was we did one about MVQs. And yeah. Now, something we haven't mentioned.
Do you know what? There's a couple of things we need to speak about that. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. Go on, carry on.
It was. Now, there's a lot of people in this room, actually, who've worked in construction and worked in the educational side of it.
Yes.
And some very experienced people. Two of our guests actually know a lot about it as well tonight. But it's. Me and you spoke after, and we said, I didn't realise, or I've never realised, how much people don't know.
No, yeah.
About. The difference between an MVQ, an endpoint assessment,
a CSCS card,
a city in the people call it city and girls, and I got my city and girls.
Danny.
The difference, and when you read all the comments, you thought no one's got a clue.
The amount of time
about the difference.
You're absolutely bang on. The amount of times people will say to me, "I've got my city and girls. I need my city and girls. I've not got my city and girls. How do I get my city and girls?" Yeah. They're not talking about city and girls. Are just an awarding body.
Yeah.
There are fucking loads of awarding bodies that do
the
construction
exact same
qualifications.
Yeah. It's Coca-Cola, isn't it?
It's Coca-Cola.
It's McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's that kind of...
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people realise that they're private companies.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not slating city and guilds in any way.
No, my qualifications were city and girls.
That's how successful it's been, that you can just say city and girls.
Yeah. But the building industry don't understand. They don't get that. You are right from that episode that we did about that.
I was amazed with everything. And look, when I was reading through the comments, I was like, how they don't get like, you should do this. Now, there is a few comments that you want me to say it personally? I do. Should an apprenticeship be 2 years? No. Should it be 3 years? No. I actually think it should be five.
5 years.
I genuinely personally believe that an apprenticeship should be a long period of time. And then at the end of the day, you do like a test,
which is a new
way of doing it, an endpoint assessment, which actually I think is a brilliant way. But I do think an apprenticeship should be longer, personally. That's my personal belief.
Can we just mention then briefly about endpoint assessments? Because we never really have, actually.
No.
So an endpoint assessment is a practical exam at the end of a learner's apprenticeship.
It's a brilliant thing to do.
At either level two or at level three. So if you do a level two apprenticeship in a construction qualification, at the end of that apprenticeship, you don't pass unless you pass a practical endpoint assessment, which is where you have to build a model or whatever, and that proves your capabilities. You don't do that with your training provider. So if you go to a college and... do your apprenticeship with that college, you have to go to an independent training provider to be deemed practical enough, passable enough, your quality is good enough, basically.
I remember when I first learned about it, it's basically a driving test.
Yeah.
That's the best way of thinking it is. You learn about the knowledge, you go to a test centre and you do your knowledge test.
Yeah.
Right, you learn with a teaching examiner to learn how to drive, and then you go to an independent test centre. Yeah. And you have your driving test, and they test you, and they prove you can do it, and it's an hour's test, whatever. In this way, depending on which trade you are, it can be 2 days, it can be 1 day, it can be 3 days. It depends what it is. But it's a wonderful way. Your college, or your employer, should I say, actually, chooses the endpoint assessment organisation.
Yeah, they do.
And then you can you then get assessed independently at the end of your apprenticship.
And that's
a brilliant way of doing it.
That's live right now. That is how you have to, if you do an apprenticeship in construction right now, that's how you have to do an apprenticeship. I'll guarantee we'll get, if we put that clip up, we'll get some hate saying, no, it's bullshit, you should have to do this and you should have to do that. The amount of people that don't have a clue actually what they're actually talking about. They've got a small modicum of an idea of what they're talking about.
It was quite amazing.
I'm not having a go at them. They just don't understand it. They just don't know.
It was quite shocking, the comments when you read them, about how little people know about,
how to actually just go and get a qualification in your industry.
Or even what they think they get a qualification, and then the difference between a CSCS card and then the difference between an apprenticeship and the difference between an OSAT route. I was amazed, actually, that...
I do need to just mention one thing about CSCS cards, because there is a change on CSCS cards coming. Grandfather rights will be leaving us by the end of this year, 31st of December 2024. So you can no longer... There's 13 current cards available, but there'll only be 12 from next year because the grandfather rights one is going. There is an additional thing that's just come out as well about labourers' green cards. So I think it's from next year, but don't quote me exactly on that. But they will only be available for a 2-year period rather than a 5 years. So if you take the qualification and gain the labourers' green card, CSCS card, you can only get it for 2 years until you can prove that you are working as a labourer in the industry. Then it will be extended to 5 years. And the reason for that is because, and I'll be dead honest, there are hundreds and thousands of people up and down the country that have been getting labourers' green CSCS cards and then going working as joiners, bricklayers, plasterers, plumbers, electricians. Right,
just to get on site.
Just to get on site.
Just to pass the health and safety.
Exactly.
Basically.
So now what they're saying is your job must match your card. So if you are a labourer, you have to have a green card. And if you're a joiner, you shouldn't have a green card. Right. You need a blue or a gold card.
Right, so it's lads who haven't got the actual... They can do it, but they haven't got the quals.
Or ladies.
So they need to do a U-Power or something like that.
So in a sense, it's a quick way of getting on site.
Basically, it's like that scene in Casino where he tells him...
It's exactly that.
You don't have to be the manager of the casino. Just say you're
food
working
and beverage,
in catering.
Food and beverage.
Gets you in the casino.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
They put it in the bottom of the pile for 5 years. Yeah.
Perfect analogy of what the green CSCS card is, has been happening to it, basically. A couple of other episodes. We had a really successful one, which was Tool Theft.
Yes.
Danny's, the most watched clip of the whole year, the whole season, was Danny's on remote finding tools, like a tracker.
Oh,
like
the,
a tracker.
The
Milwaukee.
Yeah, the Milwaukee tracker, which we've since found out, actually, that the DeWalt's are doing it now, the other brands are doing it now.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant way of doing it.
That one clip did about, I think it was about 800,000 views, one clip.
Doing that for a curry tonight. If they send more stuff, we get more money?
Basically, yes. Basically, yes. No, we don't, obviously don't do it for that because we never thought this would ever be anything other than a chat amongst three lads, really. Not really.
No, I'm joking.
Not really like that. So the episodes that we did family, CSCS cards, UK house prices, construction marvels of the past, I Just Want Diabetes was an episode, which is where I think I talked about eating 17 cream eggs in a day. Everything and anything, mental health, Euro 2024, and of course, Tool Theft. There's about sort of 10, 12, 15-ish minutes left. I wonder if it might be possible. Danny, what, go on?
Just a quick one. Quick, very good question, this, from the live. I have a question. I'm a full-time employed as a carpenter. My work have given me a snag list, and my work want me to do it for free. Is this fair? Great question.
A snag list? Well, if it's a snag list, then it might be suggested, if it's work that you've done already, but you've fucked up, there's an argument slightly there. But if it's a general snag list, I'd say absolutely not. You won't pay for that. Just talking to the live and talking to the general audience. So from January, we are 100% doing one night a week live. And when I say we, probably me, because I don't think you guys... You can come on it if you want to come on it. It'll be at my house in the studio in my house. And we'll also be doing, which is something we've never done before, but we'll also be doing live gaming one night a week as well from January onwards. Probably a bit of COD, a bit of Fortnite, a bit of, I don't know, just a bit of fun.
If you want to watch some funny watch.
If you want to see Danny fly out of the red zone and die straight away.
What was that Daley Thompson game from the Commodore 64?
No,
Daley Thompson's Olympic.
Andy, you're so old.
Now do that one.
The Spectrum, what was it?
ZX
Spectrum.
No, have a game of Exploding Fist.
Yeah, and the Amiga.
Have a go at Game of Exploding Fist.
Yeah, and he's so old. So that's what we're going to be doing for next year, as well as the 10, maybe 12 podcasts as well, individual. Before we finish today's episode, we've still got 10, 11 minutes. Shall we bring our guest out? Let's welcome back to the podcast, Jacob.
Woo! Woo!
Jacob is back again. Yeah, let's do one of these, Danny. Go on, you. Yeah, that's a decent one. Go on, Dan, you do
all
one.
Over Jay's face.
Again.
Jacob is back after... So Jacob did 9 episodes with us in the first season, basically.
The Christmas one as well.
Was it 10 episodes? Yeah. Jay, where have you been? What have you been doing?
Finished uni. I was a bit of a mature student. Got a first in digital marketing.
Whoa. Yeah. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
Jacob is the clever one, basically. Yeah.
No, Andy's replacement. That looks good.
Well, we've sort of replaced Jacob with...
Two.
Basically.
It's to balance it out.
We couldn't
Jacob.
Find anyone as clever as you, so we've got two. So the two minds of Jack and Andy hopefully make your one mind, basically. You look a bit dishevelled there, Danny.
I'm really chuffed.
You're emotional, aren't you?
Sentimental, because when we think back when we first started doing a few of these, we were sat in a room in Preston.
We were,
and we all talked about it. We did the Euros. We did the... And it's just, it is lovely to see.
We sat there watching the views go up in hundreds, didn't we?
The nights we spent doing these together was so much fun.
Special.
And really, really enjoyed. Yeah. And I worked with Jay for a couple of years or maybe more.
So congratulations on the uni degree.
Mate.
Honestly, well done. Second question from me is, would you have a sex bot if there was such a thing?
Definitely.
Only if it were like...
So yes, he would, basically.
But just, remember the conversations we had when we were doing in the first few pods. They were just great as well.
I've just realised you went to the toilet with your microphone on.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, he actually did do that. I don't know if it's picked it up or not.
On the right side, come on, big boy. Come on, big boy.
One more time.
Who does number two work for? Who does number two?
Might have to edit. We can't edit it.
No, you can't edit it. It's gone out now, Danny. It's gone out.
Chinese Communist Party. Yeah. Don't order that, aren't it?
No, Jay, honestly, it's brilliant to see you. So, you're here tonight. Obviously, won't sort of give anything away, anything like that, but it's episode 20. Thought you'd come back and just say a quick hello. But I think maybe possibly something with the job that you're working on at the moment with a future podcast, maybe?
Yeah, come to see King Sol doing his thing.
Absolutely. We need to actually give a shout out to Sol.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Because we're kind of sort of saying how good we are, but we couldn't do any of this without Pi Radio and Sol and Brilliant. The team at Pi Radio in Stockport.
I genuinely love coming here, not just for this. I've loved it personally, just to come here. So I feel safe, I feel secure.
Nice
person to speak to.
No, I agree. And the quality that they produce for us,
unbelievable.
You know, is absolutely fantastic as well. So we've got to say thank you to that.
Yeah. Actually, have we done this? What's everybody's favourite pie?
Pi Radio.
Cream.
Pi Radio. Yeah.
It's a bit gay, that, Andy.
If you're going to say a steak and ale.
No, it's got to be lamb and mint pie.
No, I'm going to say pork. I'm going to say pork.
Pork pie.
Jack, favourite pie, go.
Cherry pie.
Oh, you see, you've gone fruit.
Yeah, you've got fruit.
It's a pie.
Yeah, of course it is.
Sweet, so you've gone sweet.
Oh, in that case then, maybe apple.
Pork pie's great, but... Yeah, cherry pie.
It's lamb and mint
custard
pie.
Or ice cream.
Dave, we know why you like apple pie.
Oh, and Danny, what have you always said about Pi Records, what they need to do?
Pi Radio.
Pi Radio.
No, this is a present that I need to give them. I've said this.
The microphone covers.
The microphone covers needs to be
shape of a pie. Well, Danny, it's been 20 episodes, 2 years. Yeah. It's 21 episodes because we did do an episode that we couldn't release because there was a slight sound issue. Yeah. So we have actually recorded 21 episodes, but this is our official sort of 20th episode. And you said that on the first
right
one.
Between now and January.
Oh,
when we do
Sol,
our new
I hope
one,
you're listening to this.
I'm going to come in with a New Year present for Sol and Pi Radio.
And it's going to be
a
microphone pie cover.
Microphone pie cover, but. I don't.
I get an echo from the back by Dan shouting. I bet you don't.
He'll take a bite out of it.
By the way, Dan is also joining us tonight. He's a bit shy. He's a site manager. He's been on the podcast before, actually, at Christmas episode 10. Yeah. He's very famous on Sky now. He's got like a.
I actually, you know, in the first few episodes, Jay, you remember we talked. I hated time management. Still do a little bit. And
what did you say then?
I hate site managers. I still do. Mechanics as well, and painter decorators.
You hate painter decorators, site managers, and mechanics. You hate all three of them, don't you?
And about 3 years ago, I was visiting in my job role. I was visiting someone, and when I turned up at this site, I was like, "You got reports to the office?" And when I walked into the office to see the site manager, it's fucking him,
fucking Dan. It was Dan,
and he was like, "Make sure you show your CSCS card.
Is it in date?
Fucking not coming off my site.
Have you had your induction?"
Yeah, and he was running the site.
Wait a minute, is that when you phoned me up and told me exactly where it was because he still had the tracker on the van?
So I was turned up.
So there's a lot of history in this room, isn't there?
There is. Yeah.
Did you ever think, you two, I can ask you two specifically, but you know, when we first, the idea was just to do a podcast because we thought there's nothing much about construction, but did you ever think we'd get to like 20 episodes and do like 20 episodes? And I'm not saying it's been like as successful as any other podcast, but it has. In our heads, in the reality is, has been quite successful. It has.
Yeah, I'm proud of the fact you've carried it on because we did. It took a lot of work just to even start, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it did. It did, Jay. Yeah, it did.
And just learning how to do stuff, learning where to upload stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. So the fact that you've carried it on is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I never did fucking anything at that bit. That was always you two.
Still don't.
I'm still not doing anything either. I just turned off.
I only watch TikTok for the other things. Yeah. Yeah, he once messaged me one night and said, "Have you ever seen?" I think he messaged me and said, "Have you ever seen Mum Talk or something like that?"
What's this?
It's nothing. It's nothing like. And it was like, for fuck's sake, Danny, you should be doing what I do, which is watching my episodes back. Oh, there's me again.
When Dave said, "Oh, hey, we've had so many views of this video," I'm like, I don't even know how to get on it.
No,
still don't. Jay,
just looking at your going back to your AI stuff, something interesting. Yes. I kind of agree with what these two have said, but if you go back to about 2018, PETA, the animal people, released a document advising people not to kick robots because they've got a fantastic memory. And you can read that online. Yeah.
So
it's not AI.
They're going to kick us back.
So you mean don't abuse the robots, essentially?
Because one day they'll be able to think for themselves and they'll remember.
Yeah. See, because I've got this sort of thing that if I had a robot, I think I would shout at it and kind of maybe bully it a little bit, maybe.
And I find myself saying thank you to ChatGPT.
Well, they...
Because you're like, I'm not going to get it.
Well, that's the thing. Right. It's like, you know, can you be disrespectful to a robot or can you be polite to a robot? Because it's a fucking robot. It's like saying thank you to your iPhone.
Don't you say thank you to your iPhone?
No, but you know what I mean? It's like, it's a bit like that, isn't it? So, I don't know.
Why don't you say thank you?
It's that fine line between...
A few times.
You know, like, obviously, you never want to mistreat an animal or another human being. But then, is it because we've made something, we feel like we can do what we want to it?
Yeah, is it actually something about our own... It's like a philosophical question.
It's very much Westworld.
Yes.
It's very much
more about
that.
Yourself.
Well, you know what goes on in Westworld.
Something looks like you, then you should treat something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say on that one because there's lots of all issues in Westworld, isn't there?
Great program.
Yeah. Brilliant program.
Yeah. Well, the first series is the best.
Jay, plans for 2025? Anything of interest just before we sort of close the shop and...
Getting a brand new kitchen, funnily enough.
Nice. So right. Now
right,
then.
Yes.
Who are you going to get to fit it? Make sure you get someone that you know and trust.
Classic Builders of Bury.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we might know him. Yeah. Does he talk about the price of pints in pubs?
No.
Not that cowboy.
Some proper guy.
Hey, should we give him a shout? Should we give Rickshaw a shout out? We love Rick, don't we?
I love Rickshaw.
We all do. Anybody, you can't not love him.
No. He's a famous joiner from... Bury. He's a good guy. Bury. He's a great guy. So, Haywood, so it's all the same places. All the same difference. So, new kitchen, new house, new job.
New car.
No, I can't afford one of them. Not with these interest rates.
You know what they say about a new house, don't you? Know what the saying is? New house, new baby.
No. There's a wedding in 2026.
Whoa.
Nice. When's the stag do?
April 2020.
Yes,
nice.
Hey, that's brilliant, actually. Yeah. Brilliant, Jake.
I was glad I missed yours because I was away when you had your stag.
No, we've got making up to do. No, it's fine, mate. Don't be daft. Yeah, just bear in mind, if you do invite the Melias, 7 of us will show up.
And Rick.
Basically.
And Rick.
Oh, mate, congratulations. That's brilliant.
That's great.
That is absolutely amazing. I don't know. Anyone else got anything else to mention? Believe it or not, that's basically just sort of over an hour now. Anyone else? Have we missed anything for tonight? There's a few things that we've not really talked about, but what's that, John? No, we're okay with the agenda, so to speak.
One last point. I think housing should be considered as infrastructure, like roads. It's like vital.
Totally agree. Great shout,
Instead
Andy.
Of a commodity. Yeah. Instead of a commodity, it should be infrastructure.
Not like a luxury or anything.
Yeah, not like something.
Yeah, so if they're building roads, they're building houses.
Should be building houses.
Yeah, they proved during COVID that they can pay for anything at any time.
Yeah, the way it can be structured, the finance, Like I said, the only real wealth is people and the stuff that you make, the infrastructure.
Yeah. Jack, maybe a final Trump? Or are you not feeling it? Or final...
How's his presidency going to, you know, in January the 5th he starts, January the 6th?
January 20th.
January 20th.
Yeah. How tall is Barron?
He's 6'5", isn't he?
Nine.
He's 6'9". He's like Keen.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a tall. He's a tall lad, yeah. He's a very...
He's the next one.
He's the next
Trump president.
Elon.
He's Augustus.
Do you reckon Elon will be next?
In about 12 to 16 years.
Yeah. President of Mars.
And he'll have like all his aides.
He can't be
robots.
South African, though. He can't be South African, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't born in America. He can't.
Who can't?
Elon, he's South African.
He's South African originally. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. With English South parents, Africa. I think. Yeah.
And he lived in Canada before he...
I didn't know that. I thought he was American.
Well, he's been over there for 25, 30 years.
I mean, Obama wasn't American, and he was... So they say.
Arnold.
Yeah, I'm not funny. The only black president, the only time they ask for a birth certificate, I mean, it's a disgrace, that, isn't it?
Is that true?
Well, there's a bit of
Trump. It was Trump, isn't it? It was Trump who asked.
It was. And I think there's also...
Well, that was where it started.
It was where it started.
There's a big theory on the internet as well about Michelle Obama.
No, 100%.
Oh, no.
Beautiful. No.
She should be the next, first female president.
Yeah.
Now, if she would have been running, boom, she'd have won.
So you're talking about a woman who's not worked in 20 years.
No, but.
hang on. This was the same thing with Hillary Clinton, and Trump beat her.
You know what? That's another thing.
Michelle Obama's
run against two women.
All different
breed. First lady.
He's run against two women.
She was a career politician full of shite.
She must not want it because they would have given it to her if she...
She's
obviously not interested.
Why would you as well? It's about time they had a female president. It is. It's about time.
No, I don't disagree with a female president.
The theory is so they can prove that they'll do it as bad as the men do it.
Well, Liz Truss.
Oh, Liz Truss. Fucking hell. What a disaster that was.
It's not rigged then, is it, if he's got in?
I'll say one thing on that.
How could it be?
The level of votes the Democrat candidate got over the last 3 or 4 elections have all been about 65 to 70 million.
Right.
And Biden got 81 million. So he got about 15 million more than the person before him and the person after him. So I'm not saying anything happened, but it is a little
Why did they rig it now then?
Jack, Sleepy Joe.
I think it was COVID. If there was any cover.
I agree with that.
There would have been any
cover. COVID was the after effects, but I don't believe in
it. I'm not saying it did happen. I'm just saying that would be...
Yeah.
That's the only...
History does show that higher turnouts give a Democrat.
I think people just...
They'll turn to Trump.
I hate to push this, but I'm going to wrap it up for the evening, guys. What I would say is stay tuned for next year because you never quite know what's going to happen on this podcast. Never quite know what we're going to talk about.
Guest star.
I had a whole agenda and we've ended up talking about sex robots and AI tonight and other weird stuff. We've got the brilliant Jacob's back for 10 minutes. Thank you, Jacob. Final word, Andy.
The end.
No, it's not the end.
Part three coming soon.
Yeah. Jack, final word?
Bring on season three.
Bring on season three, exactly. Mm-hmm. Jacob, final word for you for this episode? Anything?
Just glad to be Amelia again.
Yes. Yes. Danny?
Yeah. Season 3.
Looking forward to it.
I am. It'd be different. I think it's been... Season 2 has been difficult.
It has been difficult.
Yeah, I don't mean what we've done. It's been a difficult year.
Because of Dad.
And I think the new year, new start, new change.
Yeah. Everyone listening is like, all right, we know your dad's dead.
Actually, right? Yeah. To be a
he died, all right.
To be a bit of a Star Trek nerd, third series is when it really got going.
That's what I'm saying.
Voyager, Generation... DS9, yes, that's when it that's when it really kicks off series 3.
And it's just cost us about a million views. No, you're absolutely right. So just a couple of things from me. Thank you to everyone listening and watching and following us this season and taking part. Thank you to everybody at Pi Radio, because without them we couldn't do it. We genuinely couldn't. Thank you to all of you lot as well for joining in. It's nearly Christmas. Look out for our lives. We will promise you we will be doing our lives.
There's a live at Christmas.
We will do a live there is a live at Christmas. On the 28th of December, we will be doing a live from Wetherspoons in Hazel Grove.
We all know what that means.
For about an hour.
Everyone's welcome. We'll be at the Hazel Grove Wetherspoons in Stockport on the 28th of December for our Christmas do. And we will be going live from there. Other than that, just thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Can't wait for next season, because I think there's going to be even more things going on. And that's basically it. Thank you very much, everybody. And good night. We'll see you next year.
See you next year.